Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 30th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 235 years ago, today in 1789, George Washington, the first president of the United States, was inaugurated at Federal Hall in New York City, addressing his constituency on the proceedings of a new and free government. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect steep-angled, playful northwest swell mix Tuesday with waist-to-stomach-high waves at decent spots and chest-to-head-high waves at focal points. Mornings offer the best conditions with weak offshore to light and variable wind. A modest new southwest or south-southwest swell moves in later in the week and into the weekend, with most breaks below waist-high, but a few chest-high sets at South County focal points. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 3 to 5 feet most of the day, with a little patch of chop in the late afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 1.5 foot outgoing tide, when the south swell is 4.5 feet at 11 seconds, and the onshore wind is 6 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be 0 feet at 10 a.m. with a 3 foot high tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 57 degrees with 3 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:30. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, with a high near 70 and wind of 5 to 10 mph, with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, patchy fog late in the evening. Otherwise, increasing clouds, with a low around 56 and more gusty wind. Looking ahead in the weather. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees after morning fog clears. Thursday and Friday will be sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-70s. Thursday and Friday nights will be mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a San Diego Zoo team recently visited China to meet Yun Chuan and Xin Bao, two giant pandas set to arrive at Balboa Park possibly this summer. Yun Chuan, almost 5, is known for his gentle nature, while 4-year-old Xin Bao is recognized as a witty introvert. These pandas symbolize a renewed collaboration, as San Diego anticipates reintroducing pandas after a 2019 departure ended a 23-year loan period. The team also discussed research and conservation strategies with Chinese experts during their visit. Now on to sports. After facing strong criticism over their new uniforms, Major League Baseball and Nike are set to make significant changes. Players and fans expressed dissatisfaction with issues like unreadable nameplates and moisture issues, prompting MLB to demand revisions. A memo from the MLB Players Association highlighted these concerns, and confirmed that Nike will address the issues by the 2025 season, reversing many of the initial changes to the uniforms, which included problematic moisture handling and durability during play. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home lost to the Reds, 5-2. The Lakers on the road lost to the Nuggets in Game 5, 108-106, and they're out of the playoffs. Tonight, the Padres are at home to take on the Reds in Game 2 of the 3-game series. In top news, starting your day with vegetables instead of carbohydrates can lead to better control of blood sugar levels. Research suggests that eating non-starchy vegetables before carbs helps reduce glucose spikes, potentially benefiting both people with diabetes and those with normal blood sugar levels. This approach, which involves eating vegetables 10 minutes before carbohydrates, also helps curb hunger by affecting hunger hormones, leading to potentially lower calorie intake and better overall nutrient consumption. In business news, ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, has confirmed that it will not be selling its U.S. operations of the platform, despite a new U.S. law that could potentially force such a sale. This decision follows recent speculation about a possible sale, which ByteDance refutes as untrue. This stance comes after the U.S. passed legislation citing national security concerns, which TikTok has countered by denying any sharing of U.S. user data with the Chinese government. TikTok remains a major player in the U.S. market with around 170 million users and continues to challenge the legislation in court. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,000. Ethereum is $3,100. And Solana is $136. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. An engineer claims to have developed a new propulsion system that defies traditional physics by not requiring propellant to produce thrust. Dubbed an improbable engine, this technology, created by former NASA engineer Charles Buller and his team at Exodus Propulsion Technologies, reportedly harnesses a new force that allows for the counteraction of Earth's gravity. This breakthrough could revolutionize space travel if validated, but it remains highly controversial and unproven, echoing the skepticism faced by previous attempts. Rigorous independent testing is necessary to verify these extraordinary claims. And in entertainment news, CBS is revamping its NFL Today lineup, introducing Matt Ryan to the studio team for the 2024 season. He joins James Brown, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher, and J.J. Watt as Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason exit the show. Ouch, where's the loyalty? Ryan transitions from game analysis to the pregame desk, highlighting his first successful year with CBS Sports. Esiason, meanwhile, continues with CBS on The Boomer and Geo Show, and Simms departs after a significant tenure. Ryan expressed enthusiasm about contributing to the legacy of the iconic show. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Henry Ford. The creator of the Model T and the Ford Motor Company said, "Remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. So if you're feeling like the wind is slowing you down lately, find a way to let it propel you rather than fight against it. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.